Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A group of Cambridge residents staged a silent protest outside of Cambridge Crown Court yesterday. It's part of a national campaign, Defend Our Juries, which seeks to maintain the centuries-old principle of jury equity. One of them was Jenny Langley, and she is on the line now. Good morning to you, Jenny.
Good morning, Julian.
Thanks very much for coming on. Did you get a good turnout yesterday?
We were really pleased. We had 19 sitters and 4 people in support roles, which I think was one of the largest group of sitters in the whole country. So I'm very proud, and lots of people who wanted to come but couldn't make it that day.
It's interesting because Cambridge Crown Court's in a good place, really, for doing a protest, because you're right on the main road there, or pretty close to it, and people can see what's going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we had some responses from people in cars, and we also had a law lecturer at ARU who was cycling along on her bike, and she took some photographs and talked to one of the supporters. And he's really keen to have one of us go and talk to her students next year. So that's brilliant.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more. What was the protest about? I guess we should try and explain to people, possibly including myself, as to what jury equity is in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that it became enshrined in British law in the 17th century. And it basically, the wording on the plaque in the Old Bailey that commemorates this says the right of juries is to give their verdicts according to their convictions, and they don't have to follow the direction of the judges. I've just added that last little bit that wasn't on the plaque. So what it's saying really is that you have two pillars in a trial. You have the judge, but you also have the jury. And it's the jury's responsibility to come up with the verdict. So what's been happening in the last few years, I suppose, is those rights have been eroded by what I feel is a fairly vindictive government that doesn't like protesters who are holding up their hands and saying, we don't like what you're doing, we disagree with you. So, and some of that vindictiveness has now gone in to our courts.
So we and have where's it coming from? Because a judge's role is to be independent, really, isn't it? To do as the law says and not be affected by outside influences, may that be a crook giving him a hard stare from the witness box or any tap on the shoulder he's got from government.
Yeah, I would really love that to be the case, but we have a lot of cases going to court which end up in very different results, depending on the what the judge thinks. And something that's not specifically to do with this action, but I think is an illustration, is 2 protesters have had very, very long sentences for non-violent protest who blocked the Queen Elizabeth Bridge. So they received a 3-year and a 2-year and 7-month sentence, which were incredibly long. And they appealed, and the judge said, yes, I agree, it was a hard sentence, but it was in line with what the government thinks. That doesn't sound independent to me. It sounds like that judge was doing what the government wanted. So there's that sort of thing. I mean, there's things like that's going on in that judges are refusing for defendants to explain their motivations and beliefs and why they did their action. And so some people who've been involved in that, they've been banned from using the word climate change or fuel poverty in court as part of their defence to explain why they did it. So yeah, it's a
strange one. One might expect there to be, I don't know, over, you know, judges like everybody else have unions or at least trade associations to keep them in. I'm finding it strange that there's not, if you like, the judiciary would surely begin to stand up, because they want to be seen as independent. It's like an interview here, really. If you ask me who I voted for at the next election or the last election, I'm not going to tell you, because I might be interviewing somebody from that party or another and having a go at them about something. And the same way with judges, they need to be seen as independent and, shall we say, fighting for both sides, arguably.
Yeah. So I don't know all the details of this thing. It was one reason why we have a very silent, respectful protest happening all around the country, is that we're not about intimidating people going into the court or the jurors. We're just transferring information. Yesterday there were two. I don't know if they were barristers, but they were sort of dressed up very smart in suits, and they could have easily been legal people saying, yes, I agree with them, you know, I think they're doing a good thing. And that's been happening all around the country. And I know I was on a celebration call last night to do with the action, and apparently at one of the courts, a judge came out and said, thank you for being here and reminding people about what is enshrined in British law.
So where do you take the campaign now? Are there going to be any more sort of meetings or protests in Cambridge?
I'm sure there will be. let's just say we need to decide where to go and what to do, and we'll probably be guided by what's going to happen nationally, because I think that joint action is an incredibly powerful thing to do. So there's one protester who is still under threat of going to court for contempt of court. And what she was doing, the placards we were holding yesterday, she was holding outside a court, and that was what she's, you know, been charged with, contempt of court. So she's still facing the threat of a trial, and let's just say people aren't going to stop doing this until Trudy Warner has been, there's no case for her to answer.
Okay, well Jenny, yeah. thank you for coming on and explaining. I know people see protesters around Cambridge all the time and say, what on earth is that about? So it's good to know what your particular campaign was outside of Cambridge Crown Court yesterday. Thanks very much for coming on.
Brilliant. Thank you, Julian. And if people want to know a bit more, there's defendourjuries.org has lots of information about it.
Okay, thanks very much. Jenny Langley from Defend Our Juries, involved in that protest outside Cambridge Crown Court yesterday.
Cambridge 105 Radio.